Hello, farm family. It's time for another bedtime story. Tonight we're reading King Thrushbeard, a Grimm's fairy tale.
Welcome to the Farm Family Podcast, the podcast for families with old-fashioned hearts like ours that believe what our world needs most is connection in the home. We help families learn together in ways that build life skills and foster curiosity, discovery, adventure, and discussion. In this podcast, we'll cover topics like homesteading, home education, homemaking, and pretty much all things old-fashioned and down-home. I'm your host, Cheyenne Lene, a livestock-obsessed homeschool graduate, total book nerd, homesteader, pastaholic, loving daughter and big sister, and founder of Farmhouse Book Co. My whole family and I are so happy you're here. This is the Farm Family Podcast.
Chapter 1, The Proud Princess. There was once a king who had a daughter. She was more beautiful than words can tell, but at the same time so proud and haughty that no man who came to woo her was good enough for her. She turned away one after another and even mocked them. One day her father ordered a great feast to be given and invited to all the marriageable young men from far and near. They were all placed in a row according to their rank and position. First came kings, then princes, then dukes, earls, and barons. The princess was led through the ranks, but she had some fault to find with all of them. One was too stout. "That barrel," she said. The next was too tall. "Long and lean is no good." The third was too short. "Short and stout can't turn about." The fourth was too white. "Pale as death." The fifth was too red. "Turkey cock." The sixth was not straight. "Oven dried." So there was something against each of them, but she made specially merry over one good king who stood quite at the head of the row and whose chin was a little hooked. "Why," she cried, "he has a chin like the beak of a thrush!" After that, he was called King Thrushbeard. When the old king saw that his daughter only made fun of them and despised all the suitors who were assembled, he was very angry and swore that the first beggar who came to the door should be her husband. A few days after, a wandering musician began to sing at the window, hoping to receive charity. When the king heard him, he said, "Let him be brought in." The musician came in dressed in dirty rags and sang to the king and his daughter, and when he had finished, he begged alms of them. The king said, "Your song has pleased me so much that I will give you my daughter to be your wife." The princess was horror-stricken, but the king said, "I have sworn an oath to give you to the first beggar who came, and I will keep my word." No entreaties were of any avail. A parson was brought, and she had to marry the musician there and then. When the marriage was completed, the king said, "Now you are a beggar woman. You can't stay in my castle any longer. You must go away with your husband." The beggar took her by the hand and led her away, and she was obliged to go with him on foot. When they came to a big wood, she asked, "Who is the lord of this forest so fine?" "It belongs to King Thrushbeard. It might have been thine, if his queen you had been." "Ah, sad must I sing. I'd accept the hand of the king." After that, they reached a great meadow, and she asked again, "Who is the lord of these meadows so fine?" "They belong to King Thrushbeard, and would have been thine, if his queen you had been." "Ah, sad must I sing. I'd accepted the love of the king." Then they passed through a large town, and again she asked, "Who is the lord of this city so fine?" "It belongs to King Thrushbeard, and it might have been thine, if his queen you had been." "Oh, sad must I sing. I'd accepted the heart of the king." "It doesn't please me at all," said the musician, "that you are always wishing for another husband. Am I not good enough for you?" Last they came to a miserable little hovel, and she said, "Ugh, heavens, what's this house so mean and small? This wretched little hut's no house at all." The musician answered, "This is my house and yours, where we are to live together." And here's a picture of them traveling through the forest and the meadows. The door was so low that she had to stoop to get in. "Where are the servants?" asked the princess.
"Servants indeed," answered the beggar. "Whatever you want done, you must do for yourself. Light the fire and put the kettle on to make my supper. I'm very tired."
But the princess knew nothing about lighting fires or cooking. And to get it done at all, the beggar had to do it himself. When they had finished their humble fare, they went to bed. But in the morning, the man made her get up very early to do the housework. They lived like this for a few days, till they had eaten up all their store of food. Then the man said, "Wife, this won't do any longer. We can't live here without working. You shall make baskets." So he went out and cut some osiers and brought them home. She began to weave them, but the hard osiers bruised her tender hands. Chapter 2, How to Weave Baskets. In Chapter 2, you can go through and it will give you special instructions just for little ones like you on how to make baskets. And it'll guide you right through it.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Farm Family Podcast. It was so great to have you. I'd love to have you around more often. So if you haven't already and you'd like to be friends, click the subscribe button. And if you're really feeling it, leave a review. I love hearing from you and reading your words.